Hey everybody, live from Harlem in New York City, it's The Ramble with me, I'm Alex. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Lori Thompson. She's down there in Florida, sunny Florida. You can notice it's sunny through her window, but why are you inside? Is it supposed to rain today?
It is. It was raining, and I feel, to be honest, a little disenchanted because the temperature is below my preferred level of 78. And you walk out, and it's 65 degrees, and you're like, this is not what I signed up for. And I try not to yield to the temptation for indignation.
Right.
Because it prevents me from going out on my little Adirondack beach, as I call the deck, because I have my Adirondack chair out there and my little refreshments and my iPad. And I'm just basically a woman of boring old leisure, but
yeah.
It works.
I'm sorry, I'm a little furbungent, as the term goes.
Ooh, yeah. Look at here, you're $5 for that one.
But before I was supposed to talk to you, all of a sudden I get this email from my lawyer. We're in the thing is they gave us a lease that is not the lease. They gave us a lease renewal based upon $2,225 a month, and that's not based on our lease,
right?
Which is $500.07. I know that's low, folks, and the story is long, but we went to court for something like 9 years, and when we came out of it, the judge had decided the landlords were being completely fraudulent in things that they had done, and that the rent had to be rolled back to the 2003 price.
Rock on.
Okay. So yeah, that's legal. By the way, that judge, the same judge that told Trump he's no longer an LLC in New York City, that's the judge currently doing that case, Judge Engoron, Arthur Engoron.
So you're in with the judicial community.
Yeah, but anyway, so we've been sending letters back and forth, and they don't reply to the letters. And so today my lawyer says, this is the last minute that we got to get this thing back to them. Yeah. Well, just scratch out everything and put in the new numbers. Put in the, you know. So I did. But I had to figure out the percentages, because there's a percentage in raise and what the new deposit should be, and blah, 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 blah. And I wrote all that in there, and we're getting it to him. But it's at the last minute, and the lawyer could have done this months ago, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so
that was my plan months ago. Just cross everything out, send it back, and see what they do, you know.
Yeah, and if you want it to look like more official, do what I suggest, which is you make a copy, and then you trot, trot, trot to our favorite Dollar Tree and get whiteout. It's got the whole
whiteout
place.
Well, I had to cross everything out and then write in my numbers in my scrawl. And it's messy, but it's there and it's done. And
yes,
we sent it off to our lawyer. So, and they can still wind up suing us. What is it? What's the thing they can do with it? Called a holdover. In other words, they go to court and they ask for a holdover, and they're complaining that, you know, we either didn't pay rent or we didn't sign the lease or whatever, but we have a great case, you know. I mean, our case is terrific, you know. I mean, we have completely legal reasons why we did that to the renewal agreement, you know.
Yeah, and you know, doesn't length of occupation count for something? I mean, you've been there like 9 years, right, or more. You've been
right
there a long time. I would think that would count for something. And if you're haggling with a legal issue, do not watch Suits.
Yeah.
It will disenchant you about how the legal system works, man oh man, and the tricks they can pull, and the statute from Michigan versus something. They'll, they can pull out all these things you've never heard of to just get in your craw and delay it and make it a bigger hassle. Except for the lawyers I know personally. Yeah,
yeah,
of course. They're all honest and expedient and above board.
Yeah.
Going on record.
Now here I got to write my lawyer back, see? Here he is. Let's see here. Where are we? Reply all. Okay.
So you're talking. See, group text and group emails throw me off because they lack personal touch. Yeah. Even if it's a legal issue, a personal touch is nice.
Already in the mail.
Yeah.
In the mail. Where is it?
In the mail. The Ethernet.
Already in. I can't type the mail.
Now, does it have to be through the postal system or affidavited or anything like that?
What?
Or notarized? I know, because everybody that you know, everybody at a party is a notary until you need one. No, yeah. I let my certificate or license, whatever it is, lapse. I'm no longer a notary. And then you're scrambling around, you know, going to like a major grocery chains to see if perhaps they have a notary on site. You know, you're grabbing the public address system. If you are a notary, you know, please report to the Kroger office.
Yeah.
Just so you can get this darn notary, because it's usually something that needs to be done that day.
Yeah. Notaries. That's the other one that you got to do.
Yeah.
You know,
you gotta hit the bushes to find a notary.
Well, no, we have a notary right down the street. Just when I go there, he's always out to lunch.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That's what we do in our retirement. We should become notaries.
But every now and then the lawyer goes, and have it notarized, you know, and I got to trot down there, and then they say, he's out to lunch, he'll be back in a half hour, and I have to walk around the block a couple of times, you know.
We have stumbled on the ultimate retirement gig, notary. You don't even have to just like rent a little tiny office. Put a sign on it with your phone number. Don't even go there.
Marjorie a notary. So when I need to notarize something, she can sign and do it. Yeah.
Yeah, because she kept her maiden name, right? I mean, I kept my name.
Did she say she had a notary? She was a notary at one point? I don't know.
Probably she might have been if she worked in an office of... You know,
and they don't have. Remember, notaries used to have those things. They used to
the stamps that you'd stamp paper
that would emboss the paper.
Yes, those were the only reason at that time for
they don't know, have would, they don't use them anymore.
Well, I don't know.
Rubber stamp. Boom.
Oh man,
yeah, that's no fun. I want to feel it's official. You know.
I just like going like this that things used to be notarized and embossed.
Right.
It was fun.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get away from my lawyer. In fact, let me get away from his email.
Your domicile woes.
Oh, I got to tell you, for a guy my age, and I know what they mean now about old people and things like this, it's exhausting. You know, I suppose if I were like, you know, 25, 30, and I were going through this, blah, 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 you know, I'd even get in the cab and go downtown and hand it to the lawyer.
Because you were like, there was just a fun in going places and an urgency about everything when you were in the 20s, 30s, even 40s.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that you got those things done because they might have an impact on your future.
Yeah. But,
we are going to send good energy to the universe.
Yeah.
Prayer, if you believe in it. Some do, I do. And it will.
Well, I don't believe. Okay, let me talk to you about religion for a second, because I know you were brought up in a religious family, right?
Very. And then I transferred that. I gleaned what I needed from that and took it into something of my own.
But the thing is that I think that if there is a God, really, he's got far better things to do than solve my rent problems.
It's
like when the baseball players go, praise be to God for my great game that I had today. And I'm thinking, God isn't even watching the game. He's got other things to do.
It's meditation, I think, as much as anything. It takes you out of yourself and gives you a belief in a goodness. Yep. That's to me what religion is.
You think God is up there listening to all these prayers and goes, oh, I better help Alex?
No, I think that there is a presence that cares about your soul and your spirit and the ultimate flow of you in the universe. I think that. I don't think God really cares about the minutiae of this flesh, like things like, will your team win? Will you get this? Will you get that? Will that go in your favor? Maybe praying for things to go in your favor. But what is
all praying is kind of an affirmation.
Okay. Yes, it's meditation.
It's a form of meditation. But people think it has a larger thing, that there's a body up there listening to us.
I don't believe in tangibles. Yeah, like that. I don't believe in forms that imitate humanity.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to believe in something that just imitates humanity. Right. You know, and giving names for things, that imitates humanity. It's just something so greater that occasionally in dream life, you imagine what the spirit life is about.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't make sense to the fleshly priorities we set.
Yeah, but I just, you know, I think that you can have. I say a little prayer every night when I go to sleep, it's not a prayer to really to a god or anything like that. It's just simply I feel that if I pray, it helps. You know, it's not going to change the flow of things. I mean, if a friend of mine is dying and I pray for them, they're going to die anyway. You know,
right.
Whatever
that's
I do,
flesh,
you know,
wanting what the
but
flesh
I,
wants.
But it certainly makes me feel better that I'm thinking about them and want to help them. You know,
yes,
I get my prayer every night. People don't know this. I say a prayer every night. There are a couple of cats that I owned in there. It has added over the years. You know, now it's a list of people who have died that were close to me. You know, and that list is getting long. There wasn't even that list in there 10 years ago.
Yeah, you know. Well, I call them, and then my divine power trio, which is the conventional Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, that, I, you know, I talk to them, but then I talk to my team, which are people that comforted me and loved me in this flesh, and then have moved on, have shed the mortal coil.
God, you've never been able to get rid of that religious upbringing, have you?
No, you know, it's morphed into something. It's still morphing because lately I've been discouraged about it, frankly.
What do you mean discouraged about it? Why discouraged?
Well, in my prayers, you know, I tend to pray for my dad was a very abstract thinker, and he was very into the non-religious aspects of what a spiritual life could be. So I got that from him, whereas my mom was, go to church every time, the doors are open, you know, give thousands of dollars to the church, become a Jim and Tammy victory warrior, or liberty warrior, whatever it was. And yet my dad balanced that out. And so lately I've just been, I think it's just, you know, that struggle that we always have with our humanity and the better, higher priorities.
I just have a certain belief in God this far, that if I say, okay, I don't believe in God, and people go, well, what happens if there is a heaven and you go up there? I said, then he'll forgive me because you tell me he's an all-forgiving God.
And forgiveness has no shelf life.
I mean, I go up there and I go, gee, this I should have believed in this. Here I am. What am I going to do? And I'm going to be put in judgment of whether I can stay here or not, you know. And,
no way.
And then I meet up with God, and I say, I did this. Oh, that's okay. I forgive that. You know,
it's cool.
I forgive that. You have a right not to believe in me. It's a hard thing to swallow.
Yeah, and see, the God of judgment pumped by the Assembly of God was never my God. Mine was something thanks to my dad, and he read the Bible several times.
Yeah,
and he gleaned what the message was rather than the rules and regs, and putting ministers want to put themselves on a tier above the congregation. And that's BS. He in fact got up in church more than once when the minister was trying to do that, which does not go over well with the congregation.
So he challenged him.
He did in open church. And
really?
One minister had everybody who thought, he said, everybody who thinks our brother's out of line, stand up. And so you're sitting, I'm sitting there beside my dad, and the whole congregation stood up. And I was proud of it.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, but I see, here's the thing I've always felt about religion. I kind of think it's a con job. I think it's a hustle.
I think it is a hustle for many who've made their ego part of it.
But I think it's a hustle, period. I think that, you know, all of us, I have a great fear of death, okay? And most of us have a fear of death on one level or another. And what they've done is create a whole business out of promising you a better future that way.
That's very true.
And so if you put some money in the plate, you know, and they've never been called to account for, you know, being, you know, if they say they're a religion, the law has a much harder time prosecuting them for being frauds.
Yes, my dad also wanted to contact the powers that be because there was a sign up at our church in the Midwest, small town Illinois, that said a vote for Hillary Clinton is a vote for the devil. And so dad said, they're crossing the line. They should not have taxes.
Absolutely crossing the line.
Yeah. And so he made some cursory attempts, but there's no real.
Was it at the church you went to?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I would just. Walk in the front door and go, what is that sign outside?
See, I had already walked out because this was after I went to college and my sister told me about it. And it was just, there is nothing on the internet that says when you want to report your church because it's violating its tax exempt status, here's what you
that
do.
That is against the tax exempt status, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It sure is. And man, it goes on in the South, in Mississippi. Yeah.
You grew up in
Illinois around Champaign.
Illinois, so it's not the South, you know.
No, but I was speaking more of Mississippi, where I did news for a conservative station for a year. Horrible fit, the most horrible fit I've ever had in radio, and it was so arch conservative that the news could not.
I don't know where you find these radio stations.
Well, it was paying more money than radio salaries since. Voice tracking technology came in.
Well, I mean, basically, you know, radio doesn't exist anymore. You know, it's all satellite in and so on and so forth. And they just passed, I think, a law saying that you don't really have to have anybody be at the radio station.
Or an FCC license. I don't know.
No, you have an FCC license, but nobody has to be at the radio station. You can just feed it a satellite signal, and that's it. Nobody has to be there. Somebody who can run out there and fix it if it goes wrong. That eliminated the board-operated disc jockey shows.
Yeah. That happened before, because I've never had a board, well, kind of. I've had board ops before doing news when, you know, you and I were
Had board ops till I went to San Francisco, and then I was kind of quasi the board op because we had somebody else who did this and somebody else who did that, and we could go to the news, and it was in another room, and you know, whatever. And I really didn't have to do that much with the board. I just had to know a few things that had to be open for it to work, you know.
There were a lot of things to delegate. Like,
but prior
didn't have
to,
sound effect.
Yeah, prior to that, I hadn't for years had to do it myself. I always had board ops. In New York, I always had board ops. Chicago, board ops. I think the time before that in Minneapolis, I had to do the board operation. Yeah.
They call that combo. And it was largely to do with the decline of that union.
Well, you know something? That is what... influenced me and gave me the idea for the kind of thing I'm doing here, which I invented a long, 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 long time ago, back before the internet even. I believed that you could run a TV show.
Yeah.
Right? Combo. But they never did that because there was a lot of stuff that you had to do, you know, and to go combo with TV is supposedly very difficult. And I figured out a way to do a combo. Yeah, when I was working, when I was doing the thing, after I left Live 105, I started a thing called Play TV.
With
Play Incorporated. And that was a combo operation.
Wow, that is pretty
combo TV. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was operating all the stuff. I still have a couple of tapes of it if you are interested.
Was that enabled because of that Play equipment?
We had a thing called the Trinity, which I had all the controls computer-wise in front of me. Uh-huh. And then I just switched to things and this thing. We even had chroma key. You know.
Wow.
Yeah, we even had a chroma key background. But I mean, I sat there and went between cameras and everything like that and did it all myself. And I said to the audience, oh, hey, let's go look at something. I put, look over here and push a button and we'd see it. You know,
yeah.
I wasn't trying to give the impression that, oh, hey, there are hundreds of people running this thing. I wanted the impression that the only person running it was me. And it worked. And it worked. Okay.
That's very cool.
So I said there's a future for TV that is run combo. And that's what I'm doing here. You know,
yeah.
That's combo.
That's, you know, and that, so many great ideas are before their time. Like, I worked for a company when I was working right after I left Lab 105, you know, right after they made sure all of us left. But it was a company called The Loop, and it was before the ubiquity of the cell phone. So it was ahead of its time. We wanted to create a service like where teenagers could get concert recommendations and directions for concerts and things like that, because you know, it theorized that teenagers are always on the phone, no matter if it's cell or in the 50s, it was, you know, the home phone. And so it was an idea that was ahead of its time, and people would be able to get things on their phone. Well, not enough people had cell phones at the time, because this would have been 99.
Right.
And, but, you know, it's, I mean, even, what was it? There was an internet company, there's a good documentary on how it went downhill. And they had a little magic hat, General Magic. Was it General Magic?
General Magic. Yes.
Yeah. They were ahead of their time and went.
They had a little box, and I remember it had a screen on it and everything, and you could do stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
General Magic. And it's no more. It's one of the tech casualties. And the documentary makes a pretty good case that they were before their time.
What they did a documentary that General Magic was in that documentary?
Oh, yeah, they were the subject.
Because I knew them. See, I knew them.
Yeah.
And I had one. You remember I had one?
You were friends. I just remember you were friends with all the Silicon Valley guys. I mean,
yeah.
You know, before it became what Silicon Valley means today.
Well, actually, my biggest friends were New Tech out in Topeka, where we used to go on Christmas time. And it was a company that had a really revolutionary product, which was a program that would allow you, a thing that would allow you to do all this stuff, all the TV stuff that you needed to do.
Turn your computer into a TV studio, kind of?
Yeah. And it was called, what do they call it?
I know.
I don't remember.
I remember, ding, ding. It was called the Video Toaster.
Video Toaster. See, my mind's so bad these days. The Video Toaster, which you could just put in an Amiga computer, in a slot in an Amiga computer, and you had full TV, you know.
Yeah, the Amiga, another one. That was kind of ahead of its time, wasn't it?
Well, the Amiga was maybe the best computer ever invented.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about something that went the way of all flesh. That is the thing that went the way of all flesh, because that was a computer way ahead of its time.
Yeah. And so many great ideas are that. And then it takes somebody to go, wait a minute, remember when so-and-so was doing this? You have to have the supporting technology.
Well, the thing was, computers up until that time only cared if they sent a visual signal of some sort or another to your screen on your computer. But the Amiga was the first computer to come out and give you what's called an RGB signal, which is red, green, and blue.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And so you could then do TV. You could flop things over, and you could do things and fade from things to things and so on and so forth. So they were my big friends.
Yeah, well, I knew people were crazy about the Amiga. They were devotees. I mean, they were passionate about the Amiga.
I got to tell you, folks, it was, for its time, an incredible computer. And it just went the way of all flesh because the guys who ran the company or the guy who ran the company just used it as a tax write-off, you know, and it just, you know, it was just, it was... It's just sad what happened to the Amiga because, there are people, you go online to YouTube, type in Amiga, and there are hundreds of videos of people showing Amigas and what they could do and talking about how great they were to this day.
Yeah, there was a zeal among Amiga owners that,
there were Amiga owner groups, you know. things like that.
Before there were groups for everything.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we've run out of time here. Can you believe that?
We're out of time?
It just zipped by.
It
always does when I'm talking with you. This is Lori Thompson, and if we're lucky, we'll be able to talk with her again next week, right?
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lori Thompson, yay! Clap.
Yay.
Everybody
clap. Yay, rah, rah, stucco coming off the ceiling.
Now in its 10th year, this is GabNet. Talk like you've never heard it before.
Well, let me see here. How are you? It's, what is it? It's Wednesday already, okay? Almost the end of the week, and then I get another weekend off. Oh, anyway, I still have to do three shows this week. So this is show number one. Oh, man, my eyes are tearing. I'm just trying to wake up here. I've been tired all day, as usual. I've been in the house so much that I really need, I need to be able to, I don't know, get out. And I can't get out because it's too cold. We went out yesterday. I went out and we got dinner. Okay. And we walked one block and it was like hell to walk that one block. I mean, it was that cold. So, you know, I don't know. I haven't gotten out, and then I get tired for not getting out. And then, of course, it'll start being too hot, and then I won't be able to go out for that. Let's face it, I'm the old man who sits at home. Look at this collar. I just put the shirt on today, and it's already, ugh. Oh, well. Anyway, let's bring in some of the people here who want to participate in this program because they have nothing else to do with their pathetic little lives. Okay, here comes Charlie Wallace, and there is Kevin, and there is Alan, and there's me. Hi, everybody. How are you?
Good.
Good? Really?
Sort of.
All right. What do you mean, sort of?
Oh, I don't know. I've taken a new blood pressure medicine. I'm feeling some weird side effects.
Why are you taking a new blood pressure medicine? Was the
because
old
my
one...
my blood pressure's gone a little bit up.
And so they have to give you a new blood pressure medicine.
It's a higher dose of the same one.
Oh, taking. Boy. Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, it's part of life when you get old like me.
What the hell? I went and had my, yearly... trip to the guy who sticks his finger up my butt.
That's always
the urologist. And he took my blood, gave me a blood draw, and then checked my PSA, and I still have no detectable PSA. Ta-da!
Good. Oh, sorry. I don't know. Finger like that looks like a bottle.
One more year.
Thumbs up. There we go.
One more year. I'm at the 5-year mark. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, oh, here comes Tom Yamaguchi too. I feel so privileged lately that we get Tom Yamaguchi calling a lot. Hello, Tom. There he is. You've connected your audio, Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, old man who sits at home alone.
Yep, I sit home alone. No, we lie in bed all day watching TV. That's it, you know. And then we order out for dinner, and we found this place called Ray's Pizza. Not Ray's Pizza, Patsy's Pizza, which is supposed to be the best pizza in New York. Yeah. And when I order food, they send so much that it gives me 2 days' worth of food for dinner. Okay, but on top of that, sometimes these things that last 2 days, you get two for the price of one. So now I got 4 days worth of food, which I don't want because I don't want to eat the same food for four straight days, right? I can do it two nights in a row, but not four, you know?
Mm-hmm. We'll put it in the freezer.
Well, we do. We put it in the refrigerator. We don't put it in the freezer.
Well, then, if you put it in the freezer, it'll keep waiting even longer.
Yeah, you know what? I don't like food that's been cooked, and then you freeze it. It, because when you thaw it, it's not as good as it was when it was unfrozen. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Oh.
It's fine to me.
Like, I never like with meat to put meat in the freezer. You know, I want to use it while it's fresh. If you put it in the freezer, something turns. I don't know what it is exactly, but it's not as good as it usually is. So
you need a suck and seal.
Yeah, a suck and seal?
A suck and seal, yeah.
What do I need? I'm afraid to ask. What do I need that for?
Well, if I have to explain, then that's, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
I used to have a girlfriend who used to suck and seal. You know?
I was going there, but I decided not to. I'm just going to go back to the meat.
But I go there because I have no taste whatsoever.
I knew you would. It's a vacuum sealer. Yeah, that's what I do when I go to Costco. I buy a bunch of meat, and then I do, you know, I'll buy that 10-pound tube they have of hamburger,
mm-hmm.
and then cut it up into 1-pound things, and then put it in the suck and seal, and it sucks. The idea is
you don't
to
have
get rid
room
of the
in
air.
My freezer for all that.
Yeah, I know. I had to buy a Jeffrey Dahmer, so. That's what we named our freezer in the garage.
Really?
We call him Jeffrey.
Well, you see,
that's out the Jeffrey.
You got a garage, and then you can put another refrigerator in there, or a freezer,
it's
or
one
whatever.
Of those, you know, drop-down freezers, a box freezer.
Well, the ones where, where you put dead bodies.
But you do that, and then I grab a few steaks, and you put, you know, 2 steaks per pack, and we pull out 2 steaks, and we buy salmon. We do that with salmon, too.
But it doesn't taste as good, does it?
It tastes just fine if you suck the air out of it. The problem is the air in the bag, and if you leave it too long, it crystallizes, and that's what starts the burning.
Oh, I see. Yep. Okay. Yep. I had to get this.
And if you ever put it in there, make sure you squeeze all the air out of there if you're just doing a bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the suck and seal will do that, won't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. It's kind of a pain coming back from Costco because you had to do it all right away or within the next day. Yeah. But
I never come back.
It works
from
real well. I just ate some steaks that were almost a year old.
I never come back from Costco any longer.
Yeah, I know.
I call out to Instacart and they go over and get it for me.
Well, tell them to suck and seal it then.
Yeah.
I told
for
them
an extra
to suck
charge,
and seal
we can
it.
Vacuum seal
if,
your
if
meat.
I told them to suck and seal it, I think they might be upset that I said that to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially vacuum if there was a female seal? Delivering.
Vacuum seal.
Yeah.
Vacuum seal. Suck and seal is the name of the product, right?
No.
Oh,
that's
really?
Just what I call it.
Oh,
that's
really?
What I call it.
Oh, well,
they have their own names, depending on which brand you get.
Well, I do a lot.
Seal-A-Meal is one of them, the old ones. I don't know if it's around anymore, but that's what started.
I use Ziploc bags for stuff, but and some of it I freeze, you know. But Ziploc bags are fine.
Yeah. If you use the thick ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't use the thin ones because that will get you a burn, too. They have to be freezer bags.
They have to be the freezer bags, okay.
Yep. Because the thin ones will burn you faster.
Really? Okay. Yep. Well, I'm getting a lesson here. Do you know any of this, Tom? Are you aware of all these?
I'm aware of it, but I don't really care. I don't buy meat for one thing, you know.
Well, you're not a meat guy, right? You're a vegetarian.
Not a meat guy. More or less.
You're a vegetarian?
I have a friend that says she calls herself a freegan, and that is if the food is free, she'll eat it. And
oh,
I'm not
okay.
Too.
All right. All
Somebody
right.
serves me something for free, I'll eat it. You but know,
are you,
red meat,
are you,
whatever.
I have a little cold tonight. Are you are you a vegan?
No.
Okay.
No, I drink milk, dairy.
Yeah.
This morning I had eggs.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I never could get into being a vegan. I tried it once for about a week. And those were in the days where a lot of people weren't vegans. So if you want to go to a store that was a vegan store. You go to like a restaurant. They had a vegan restaurant on 57th Street near the radio station. So I decided, okay, I'm giving up all meat and so on. So then I go over to this place, mm-hmm. and what they've got is what do they call it? They had the like vegan hamburgers.
Right. Yeah. And I had a couple tonight. Vegan hamburgers tonight. Yeah, but I got them at Costco, and they got them out the freezer too.
but this is the reason that I don't like the idea. Okay, is they at least in those days when they made vegan hamburgers, they tasted horrible. They were just disgusting. You know, I mean, and why are you saying, I'm going to have a vegan hamburger? I mean, if you want beef, get beef. If you don't want beef, then just eat a carrot, you know? Yeah. I've never been able to understand it completely, you know? And do you know, have you ever seen a person who's a vegan? They're all pale and pasty, and they look like they look like they really want a McDonald's, okay?
Right.
Alan, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, vegan.
Oh, okay. Have your head buried down there.
The vegetable burger.
The vegetable burger, yeah.
Yeah. I don't look like I'm listening, but I'm listening.
You are listening.
I am.
Oh, okay. So participate if you get a chance, you know.
Yeah, well, okay. I got to wait till somebody starts a good conversation and break into it.
He's waiting for somebody to mention you know who.
Well, how can we not mention him? Today I was watching an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Well, I thought I was watching Curb Your Enthusiasm, but it was really the hearings with RFK Jr. and his wife was sitting in the back.
Right?
Yeah. I feel sorry for her, you know? I mean, how she can stay with that guy, I have no idea. I mean, he must be a great in the sack or something, you know? But, I mean, I couldn't even listen to the hearings today because that voice of his just, no. You couldn't understand anything he was saying. Yeah. So, anyway, did you ever hear so much lying in your life? I mean, that was just...
Yeah, from Trump.
Well,
yeah, it's one or the other.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand why... I know, it's either allergies or a cold, one or the other. Anyway.
You get this every winter, don't you?
Yeah, I always had sinus problems during the winter. Just horrible sinus problems. Yeah. So, see... Hear that? Anyway. But it was, I watched those hearings today and they go nowhere. Okay. They're very boring because you know that the Democrats are going to lay into the guy and you know the Republicans are going to say, gee, I hope you make it because you sound like you know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no halfway on it, you know.
Nope.
These Republicans have, they're afraid of going up against Trump. They're just afraid of it, you know, and that doesn't serve our government very well because there are people that don't deserve to get these jobs, and RFK is probably one of them, you know. I mean, God knows, Hegseth, whatever his name was, Pete.
Right. He's Secretary of Defense.
Now. Yeah.
That is a disaster.
And he's after, General Milley, too.
He's what?
Yeah.
He's after General Milley.
He's going after him. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's going after Milley, who? Hegseth?
Yes.
Yep.
For what?
Yes. For being disloyal to Trump.
Yeah.
How was he disloyal? He just because he didn't agree with him? Yeah, he left.
Left. Yep. And he said he wished he hadn't gone out on, you know, on that little, you know.
Well, he was embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He regretted that. He felt that he got caught up doing some kind of political thing. And the military should not get involve itself in politics.
Yep.
And for that, you know, Trump just dumped
it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Trump. And that's another thing. He cut off just like the other, like Bolton and such. They've cut off his protection.
His Secret
Service protection. And the Iranian government is threatening his life.
Yeah, definitely got him on a hit list. Yeah.
So if he dies, that's going to be on Trump's hands.
Yeah, well, today the newly installed president of the United States backed down on something he had put in.
Yeah, isn't that great?
what was it exactly?
He put a freeze, a 90-day freeze on all government spending.
Yeah. The grants
Except
for aid to Israel.
I mean, there was areas that were locked out of the site where they go to get their money. They could not go get their money.
Medicaid.
Right, yeah. Medicaid. Well, wasn't Medicare wasn't affected?
Medicaid
was affected.
The site that they get reimbursements on.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And that
those sites got shut down.
It was funny because I was floating around on TV and I went to that. I don't know if you've ever seen what is it, Fox Live or whatever.
Yeah, I kind of like that channel. Oddly
enough, I've gone there because they're not so radical.
They're not foxy.
Yeah, they just they'll put anything on TV, really. They don't talk a lot about it.
If it's live, they will run it. Okay.
But at the end of the day, I was watching the Arizona AG, and she was yesterday, and she was up there talking about how they're going to sue Trump for all this, shutting down this, and she had this list that was a mile long of people that are affected from all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Everything from Meals on Wheels to people in,
daycare.
People at daycare, people that are, getting halfway houses, things like that. All the stuff that you would think that he would be for because it's getting, either it's rehabbing people or whatever.
Yeah.
But she went through this list this freaking long and just kept going. And I looked there and I went, and how many people in Arizona voted for Trump?
Yeah.
And you go, I just went, wah, wah, wah. Mm-hmm. Reap what you sow.
Well, I mean, we're all affected by it. I mean,
it was funny to see her up there just whining away. And I don't know if she was Democrat or Republican, but she sounded like a Democrat.
Was it Fontes, is it?
I think so, yeah. I don't remember the name. She's the GA for Arizona. AG, rather.
She won't get elected again, will she?
Yeah, it was...
She just got reelected.
Hmm?
She just got reelected.
She just got reelected. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So, what's his name? Gallegos?
Ruben Gallego.
He got elected, too.
He's a Democrat.
So, Trump doesn't have any coattails. In fact, they lost, the Republicans lost a state Senate seat in Iowa today.
Yeah.
Because the governor picked this state senator to be her new lieutenant governor. And she thought, this is, no replacement, because it was an easy Republican seat. And Trump won it by 20 points.
Yeah.
Well, the Democrat just won by 4 points.
So already people are getting buyer's remorse.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we knew that was going to happen. We knew that he was going to get a sense of entitlement because he, got such a large vote for him, only a couple of million.
He didn't even get half the vote.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, 1.5%, the smallest victory since 2000.
Yeah. Well, the point that I'm making.
The greatest victory of millions and millions.
Yeah. What did I hear? There was something. God, my mind, I listen to stuff and I say, I got to talk about that. And then I forget it. But there was something he did that was going to cost a lot of lives.
Are you talking about the AIDS funding?
No. No,
that was one other thing was affected by the shutdown of funding. was
another one was is
George W. Bush's PEPFAR. And he cut it off.
Insulin copays.
That was the other one.
$35. People, and these are Trump people. How many MAGA folks are on?
Well, you know what gets me.
I can pay $600 a month for.
What gets me is how you can. I can see how you can be a conservative. Okay, I understand that, and I've always had a lot of respect for conservatives. They're true conservatives, but this isn't being conservative. This is just being mean. Yeah, this is saying I don't like gay people, so we'll cut all AIDS funding. You know, it's unnatural. Of course, we all know. You know, and on and on, and you go, wow. How do you do this?
The most people that are getting AIDS nowadays are not the gay people. The gay people learned early on what to do to protect yourself. It's mostly straights that are getting AIDS.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I just don't understand how you can be that mean, you know?
For him, it comes next.
Well,
that's the feature. They love the fact that he's mean. That's what they're voting for.
Exactly.
But it's like he wakes up in the morning and says, who can I hurt today?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I mean, even the worst president that we've had, which I think was Reagan, okay, and maybe Bush too, weren't anywhere near this. They had respect for the job they had, and they realized that the job they had, in part, was supposed to protect the American public. And everything that Trump is doing is to not protect the American public. And I don't know how anybody who voted for this guy can agree with the stuff he's doing right now.
Plus the fact that he gets up there and he talks, even today, before this Laney Riley, I think that's what the name is, the right, milky sign. Mm-hmm. He sat there and went through all his regular BS when it has nothing to do with what they were doing today. And one of the things was, he turned the valve on in California. Now they have so much water, there won't be a fire.
Number one,
are you kidding me?
Number one, they sent in the Army Corps of Engineers, not really the Army. You know,
yeah.
They sent in the Army Corps of Engineers, and nobody turned on a valve. There's
no
valve.
There's no valve. There is no valve. I just drove L.A. and I drove over the half pipe all the way down there, and it was full to the brim.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I know that there was a time when Los Angeles had a water problem.
That was the aqueduct.
And they had to get water from Northern California.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we were kind of worried they were going to suck us dry, you know, because there's so many more of them than there are of us. But we went along with it. If I'm correct on that.
Yeah, it's out there, the California aqueduct.
Yeah, and it's still there. So what's turning on the valve up north?
I have no idea. His brain's leaking is what the problem is.
Yeah.
No, but you know what he does? He comes up with these myths, and then he just simply perpetuates them.
And that's correct.
Yeah.
And
it's people like, with Alzheimer's do.
Oh, no, this isn't Alzheimer's. This isn't like Alzheimer's.
Senility.
Yeah.
If he had Alzheimer's, I'd excuse him for his bad behavior, okay? But he
does it on purpose.
And he
figures
lies.
If he says it enough times, he's using the cone.
He lies like...
Say it enough times, they'll believe it.
He lies like crazy, you know? Yeah.
And eventually, you know, you're going to talk to somebody and they're going to go, well, he opened the valve in California. What do you think? What?
One of the reasons they didn't have water down there was part of it was because one reservoir was being retooled and reworked and wasn't working. That was part of the problem.
And we have one right by us that's being the same thing as being done. It's being earthquake-proof because it's got a dam that if the dam breaks, it's going to take out Morgan Hill and everybody else.
Yeah.
But they're working on it. And the fact that you've got that fire that was blazing like a torch and, you know, how many trucks were up there drawing from that system.
Yeah.
And all the people with their own hoses trying to draw from it, it put a strain on the system.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It went dry.
It didn't go dry. It just couldn't suck it fast enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should have got Kevin up there with his meat sucker.
There you go. Suck and seal.
Suck and seal.
There you go.
Now, yeah. That sounded bad.
So he's now taking credit for opening up the valve. Anybody know where that valve is supposed to be?
No.
I think it's outside of Brian's house in Lodi.
Yeah, amazing. Hi, Tony. How are you? Anybody you want to tell? Anybody here you want to tell them to fuck themselves?
No. Did you hear the news?
What?
It's breaking now that it's not official, but Eric Adams' case is going to get dismissed.
No, it's not.
Of course.
No, they're discussing it.
I think it's going to happen, Alex.
Oh, my God. Well.
And I think he's going to pardon him. Either way, he wants him in his back pocket, Trump.
Yeah, well, the thing is, he ain't going to have him in his back pocket for long because he's not getting reelected mayor of the
city. I hope
not.
That's what I'm hoping at.
You know, to begin with, Mayor Adams is sick right now. You know, he has some kind of horrible thing, you know. They won't say what it is. So that alone, when people find that somebody's been sick, they don't want to vote for him, you know.
I think it's in New York. It starts with sinus problems.
Really? Okay. All right. Okay. If you say so.
I don't know.
That 3 a.m. flight down to Washington for the inauguration. Maybe that's how he got it.
Yeah, maybe.
That could be.
Hey, Tom, mask on.
Did you see Bernie Sanders today?
No.
Yeah.
He was vintage today.
Yeah.
Did you see the baby stuff? Tell Alex.
He was on a roll.
Talk about the onesies.
The onesies.
The onesies. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
You saw that, Alex?
Yeah.
That's going to be on Saturday Night Live this week. He's like, this is your company. $26 each. He learned from Trump. You got to make money off of everything. $26.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just, it's terrible what's happening. And a lot of people are going to be hurt. A lot of people are going to die.
Yeah.
You know,
well, like
and on top of that, of the people, it's already started. Several of the people that he pardoned last week already have committed another crime that got him back in jail.
One guy
that he pardoned was stopped in a traffic stop and got into a shootout with the police, and the police killed him.
Yeah.
Last week. Guy would have, one way guy might have lived longer in prison.
Yeah.
He didn't even live 2 weeks on the outside.
Yeah. It's getting.
But you know what? Donald's going to make sure he gets those migrants, but the guy he just freed resisted arrest, went after a cop.
Yeah.
So much safer.
Yeah.
But he got away with going after cops on January 6th.
I hate to say it, I'm glad they took him down. You want to resist arrest? Here's what you get now. Yeah. Trump can't save you.
Yes, Alan.
So I get a lot of law enforcement emails and stuff on news that's going on around my different publications, and a lot of law enforcement officers and a lot of police officers associations around the country are pissed that he pardoned those people. And police officers are typically Republican, but they're not happy that he pardoned the people that attacked police.
No, of course not.
On J6.
Well, you know how that happened. They were going to go through the list and say, okay, this guy can get out, this guy can get out, this guy's okay, this guy didn't do much, you know, whatever. And they were working on it, but the inauguration was coming up, and he wanted it to be on inauguration day that he let those people out. So Trump supposedly said to all of them, oh, to hell with it, let them all out.
Let them all out.
And as I said before, this was after his attorney general nominee Bondi told her the hearing that they were going to review them, and the people who were violent were not going to get pardoned. The same was said by Vance. The Vance said the same thing.
Yeah, and
basically through both.
They all believed that, though. That was what they were going to do. They were going to go through the list.
That's what they believed, but he was we know where his brains are. But yeah, he threw them both under the bus.
He's such a horrible person, really.
Yeah.
It's just the mice that got in the cheese running this government right now.
Well,
really.
It is the insane, the lunatics running the asylum. You know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
No question about it. And his playbook is that conservative thing, 25-24.
Oh, it's Project 2025.
Yeah. He didn't know anything about it, but it's funny how they're doing everything.
He never knows anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how that money got here. I don't know anything.
Now,
about
what
it.
Happens with all the money we're saving? I guess his rich pals are going to make money, right?
He's not saving us anybody.
Huh?
He's not saving us anybody.
He's just going to run up the deficit.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, look, he's gonna do the tariffs. That the only people that are gonna be hurt by the tariffs are you and me.
Us?
Yeah. China's not gonna be hurt by the tariffs. You know, Apple will just charge you more for an iPhone.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Eventually, it's a de facto tax on you.
Yeah.
And you're paying the tariffs.
They're going to cut taxes to the rich and super rich and make us pay more with the tariffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's horrible. This guy supposedly went to, you know, to one of the best financial schools in the country. Yeah, what?
Wharton.
He didn't learn anything.
Somebody did his reports. I made report cards for stupid people like him in high school. One of all the pathways to doing.
Yeah.
It's cold on the East Coast right now.
Chilly.
Yeah, well, right now it's 30 degrees now. It's up. It had been down around in the teens.
So they're doing a search in the Potomac River for a helicopter.
When is it going to be?
Oh, was that the
helicopter? A helicopter hit an American Airlines prop plane with 60 people on board.
Oh.
Regional plane.
What happened to the plane? Was it okay?
No, they burst into flames. One of them, the news doesn't say here if it's the helicopter, the Army helicopter, or the jet that went into the Potomac.
Wow.
I've heard about that just before.
That just happened?
Yeah, that just happened. I got it on my watch.
Says live.
Very much of
it. I just checked the news before we came.
Yeah, I was watching it before when you guys came on. I had it in my thing. I think the helicopter might have went into the plane. I could be wrong though.
The helicopter, I think, hit the plane. Yeah.
Yeah, I could have heard it wrong.
I didn't even know that the crash happened today until the update happened.
It just happened a couple of hours ago.
Yeah.
About an hour ago. Somebody,
you know what I was thinking, Alex? Remember what you said a while back when he was in office, Trump, the first time? Like, every day you would wake up, and it's always like, you don't know what you're going to get from this guy. Like, you had the freeze thing when he lets out. So it's like, what's going to happen tomorrow? Like, there's always something else going on.
Well, here's what happens. Every day, you wind up talking about him. Every day, for the entire time he was in office. You know, he was the subject du jour. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, man, there's only so much of that I can take.
I mean, I told that to my brother, Alex. He's here a week and a half, and it feels like 6 months.
I mean, there's other stuff.
Army Blackhawk.
Huh?
It's an Army Blackhawk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
What is that doing there, really?
Yeah, what's it doing over?
And what did it say?
Well, Reagan Airport's right there. They probably had, you know, Trump had his guys over there watching the roof of the White House.
Yeah, well, it was probably all Biden's fault.
I'm tired of them blaming Biden for everything. Every time they do a press conference, they got to throw a dig at this guy. It's disgusting, really. Right, Tom, you hear?
Yep.
Well, you know, get on with your life, Donald. Forget Biden. You're the president now. Let's do some stuff, okay? Well, exactly. I guess he is. You know.
He's trying to
force you know those pens he's signing? This is how egotistical this guy is.
Yeah.
All those pens he's signing these things with, those felt tip pens, because he's got to use felt tip.
They're Sharpies.
They're Sharpies like I have for my comic books. Yeah.
But on the side is his signature.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, Wow.
And did you see the first day when he was in the at the Capitol One Center? He started throwing them into the
yeah,
crowd like they were toilet paper.
Yeah.
Like they're paper towels.
Like yeah. It's like he's some kind of.
You get a pen and you get a pen and you yeah. get a pen.
I throw it back at him. I don't want the pen.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. Yeah. And I'd have opened it up.
This is from my mother. Yeah, boom.
You know, if you'd thrown it back, you probably would have been tackled by the Secret Service.
Throw me out.
Yeah, because you're attacking the president.
Yeah, you're attacking
the president. I want to get drained down, really. Throwing it at me, I'll throw it at you. It's off the fence.
Yeah, right. He threw it at me.
Anything happening politically in Texas, Charlie, that we should know about?
I wouldn't know. I've been so busy with this umpire crap. I hardly ever get a chance to watch the news.
With the umpire crap. Okay. Is that what you call it, the umpire crap?
Yeah, because I have a part-time job that I'm working about 15 hours a day on.
Wow, that's a lot of games.
That's why you get the big bucks.
Yeah, $300 a month. Yeah.
$300 a month?
Yep, that's what they pay me.
It's probably just that you like doing it, right?
I don't like it in January and February when I'm working 15 hours a day.
Yeah, what are them yo-yos out there that like that? My kid plays
how many games you
one or two. I go, why do you do that?
Everybody's got to get registered, and whenever they have any problems getting registered, guess who they call?
They're calling you, Charlie.
Ghostbusters?
Yeah. You know, you guys wanted the other day. Stay puff.
Plus, I'm in the middle of negotiating a new contract for this year with the city of Austin, so that's taking a lot of time.
What do you negotiate? What do you negotiate with them? The using of the stadiums?
No, what we get paid, what our responsibilities are, and they want to throw in a bunch of stuff where we don't get paid if certain things aren't done. I go, no, well, we'll talk about that. I'm not signing the contract.
Well, are you the only one, or there must be other guys doing your job too, right?
I'm the secretary treasurer, so I'm the one responsible to sign anything financial having to do with the Austin Softball Umpire Association.
Wow.
How many
people can give you a business card like that?
Which wouldn't be. Normally, we're doing all this contract negotiation in June and July. But they decided to postpone it 6 months last June.
Yeah, yeah. So what's new with you, Tony? Anything?
Oh, I went to the dentist for my regular cleaning. She really did me pretty good, so that's about it. I went to my urologist in December, so I did good. I heard you went too. That was good. I'm pretty much zero too, so the guy says, I still go every 6 months, Alex, until – I think next year, then it's once a year.
Well, they'd say mine is, they say it's undetectable.
Yeah, that's good. Mine is pretty much like.
That's great. Tony, I hear your urologist lost his watch inside of you.
He might have. You know, I'm going to tell you, Alex, I don't know about, you have a good urologist too, of course. But this guy, I have to say, I think I might have told you this, Alan. He actually, when I was going through the process, he was actually, he had good bedside manner. He would call me up. Pushed me for the biopsy because, you know, make sure how I was feeling. He actually was calling me, really.
I had a very good guy, too. I mean, I'm very lucky because usually the urologists I've found are just weird.
Yep.
You know?
He seems pretty normal, this guy.
Yeah. No, I talked to my urologist about it. I said, I'm glad I found you. I said, because all I've ever found are these weirdos or urologists, and I've never found one that I actually had any – faith in, except for you.
He says,
it's my profession, but I have to agree. He says, urologists are a weird bunch of people.
What do they mean in what sense, Alex? Just because of the profession they went in, or?
I guess. I don't know. Maybe, I mean, I guess if you're sticking your finger up guys' butts every
Yeah, they do a lot
good money.
And it's only, by the way, it's only guys' butts you're sticking your finger up because they're the only ones with prostates that they have to feel.
Well, but they also do surgery, not only the prostate in that area, but they also do kidney taking kidneys out and working with people that have kidney disease. I mean, the urinary tract is a lot bigger than just around the groin area. I've been through three urologists in the past 5 years, Asian guy. That wanted to keep doing biopsies until he found cancer, and they didn't find any. and they did one. I got to tell you, I agree with Tony. It's not.
Oh God, I cried in the room, Alan.
Oh, I didn't cry. Mine was simple. Mine was very really? Simple.
Yeah. I cried, Alex, in the back.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because that needle went right up. They should have gave me, like you said.
No, I cried because I saw the bill. You know.
Yep. So. Oh yeah,
I got a Latino guy.
No, it was amazing. Email. Everybody told me, "Oh, it's not pleasant getting a biopsy on your prostate is not pleasant." Bullshit. And they did it, and I didn't feel a thing.
Were you nervous, Alex? Or when you were
late? I was nervous, but then they did it. And it was like I heard the sound of what was like a stapler going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What about when he numbed you out? That's when I
heard it.
He numbed me out, yeah. And I didn't feel a thing.
God, yeah. I hated it, Alex. I was listening. Did they make you play music? I had them play, whatchamacallit?
No, but he did give me James flowers. Taylor he did give me so. Flowers, however. So that
no, because you like music. They had their thing. But even that wasn't helping me. And he says, you got to calm down and breathe out because I was clenching up. I was like, well, come on.
And when you clench up, well, you're...
The only part of it this time, I mean, to begin with, he said, when did I see you? Half a year ago? I said, no, a year ago. He said, yeah. Oh, he says, yeah. Okay. Well, in that case, you know what we've got to do.
You know? Oh, he went up behind you, man.
So, bend
it's
over.
Like a, it's like a vacancy. And, but
just before he goes in, he says to me, boy, that's a hell of a hemorrhoid you got there. You got a hemorrhoid? Yeah, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't hurt me, so.
Yeah. He's like, you got to relax. That's easy for you.
It does bother me.
But, if you're going to look at my butt, at least give me, some kind of... some kind of positive reinforcement, instead of, boy, that's a hell of a hemorrhoid.
Yeah, really. I think my wedding band stuck on it still.
Yeah, but, he's really good. I think the world of him, he saved my life,
That's what I said.
And he said, at this point, he said, probably a year from now, you'll be at the 5-year point. He says it's probably not going to be any different. And he said, then you're considered cured, really.
He's been happy with me too. It's like, we didn't get no bounce. He says, it's rare you get a bounce. He says, some people do get that PSA bounce, he was telling me.
Well, it's sometimes you get it right after.
Is that what it is, Alex? Yeah, okay.
Right after. Saying that. And they then bring you in again and look at it, and it's usually goes down. But in my case, it's completely zero. I mean, it's undetectable.
So. Now, I know somebody that got it a year later, and they gave him some more, I think, radiation treatment.
I think what they do, actually, is they give you hormones at that point.
Hormones, that's right.
And you know how they make a hormone, don't you? They refuse to pay her. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week.
That's a good one.
Sound like Alan.
Oh boy, yeah. No, but they have hormones.
The hemorrhoid is right. It's a varicose vein.
Yeah, I mean they gave Phil the hormone shots.
Oh, they gave him?
Yeah, because he had a recurrence of the PSA.
That's who I was mentioning.
I didn't know that. How's he doing?
I don't know.
Good. He's doing good enough that he was able to vote for Trump again. He thinks he thinks Ramaswamy's great. He thinks Vance is great.
It's funny. I don't want to talk about him when he's not here. But, I mean, he's a guy. I'm nothing against Phil. I like Phil. Phil's okay, except that he's an idiot when it comes to politics. Not an idiot, a moron.
I disagree. I don't want all my friends to think just like I do.
Well, no, I don't. Yes, I agree with you.
But we want them to think.
No, but we want them to think.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, he follows the company line. Anything that's in Dredge or something like that it's the way it happened.
Yeah, I think he's gullible. Okay. And I think people who follow Trump and agree with Trump and go along with Trump are gullible people. They don't have any. They don't. What's the word I'm thinking? What am I thinking?
Think on their own?
Well, no, they don't have a sophistication when it comes to politics. And so they will take the word of somebody who's taking, is playing to their base instincts.
Well, there's some things that he believes in that probably a lot of people in the country would believe in. They would rather see their price of coffee and their price of gasoline go up if we can get a lot of these illegal criminals, if that's all they were going after, out of the country. I'm okay with that personally. If you're taking only, criminals that are illegal, but they're not. They're capturing other people and taking them out, and that's wrong.
And they're sending Dr. Phil after them, too.
Yeah.
I am surprised
that they have, that Trump has said, if you turn in somebody and they're illegal, we'll give you $500.
I think Dr. Phil looked at this guy so pejoratively, and the guy said to him, "You're Dr. Phil." He says, "How do you know?" I've seen you on TV.
Well, and see, that's another person that you would think would have some kind of brains, but doesn't.
He doesn't. He's a staunch Republican.
Yep.
Dr. Phil.
That's fine. You can be a Republican, but you don't have to like the guy or vote for the guy if he's out of his mind.
Well, most of my Republican friends didn't vote for Trump.
Up until the last maybe 10, 15 years, I've had nothing but respect for the Republicans and people who voted for them, because they were all reasonable human beings. Okay. Even George Bush was reasonable. You know, at least he knew he had to respect the job that he was given.
Yeah.
All right. This is out of line completely. But this guy knew what to do to get to the basest instincts of the American public. That's why I want to get out of this country. I don't like Americans anymore.
I mean, half of them, I agree. I can't wrap around my head.
Half of them, probably more, because there are people that didn't vote but True. Thought Trump was a good idea.
Oh, yeah. That I agree with. Mm-hmm. And that makes you like crazy. Like, what are they thinking, really?
Well,
it's the fear angle, I think. He made them think the migrants were going to attack them.
Well, as I'm saying, these are people who are not politically sophisticated. And anybody that will play them, they will go along with. You know, I mean, Donald Trump made people think he was a TV star for many years. You know, he tells everybody, I have the number one show in television. Oh. Well, no, you only had a top 10 show for one season. Every other season, the ratings started tanking. And I remember my friend Gilbert Gottfried was on The Apprentice.
He was on The Apprentice. I never watched it, but wow.
And I saw him yearly. We used to meet up at a friend's house for a party for Christmas. And I said to him, oh, so you're doing Trump's Apprentice thing. And he said, well, not really. He said, I did that 2 years ago. It's been sitting on the shelf. Because what they did with Trump's show, he was did so badly that they would take his celebrity apprentices and put them on the shelf. And then if something wasn't making it and they needed something to slip into that slot, they pulled it down off the shelf. And so, Gilbert said he didn't know whether the show was ever even going to go on. Mm. You know, so, I mean, he wasn't successful with that show. It was only successful for a couple of seasons, and then it faded, you know. So, you know, but he's a big TV star. Yeah, and people go, he knows how to handle money. I've seen him on The Apprentice. Wait a minute. That's fiction. Okay?
Yeah.
That's a game show.
Yep.
You know.
He knows how to handle money so much, he has 6 bankruptcies.
Oh, yeah. 6 bankruptcies.
How does somebody have a bankruptcy on a casino? They're cash cows.
Well, that is a good question you're asking there. And the answer is, under normal conditions, you don't lose money.
Right, right.
You know, if you know how to run them. You know, but he's a micromanager. He probably went in, told him how to run the thing, and he didn't know how to run a casino.
And Alex, my grandmother used to go to the bus, get the ticket for the bus to go to Bally's in Atlantic City, because they gave them, I think, $25 to spend and a free lunch. And she always, when I used to go to once in a while, We never went to Trump because he never gave you the free fucking lunch. That's how cheap he was. That was really? The 80s in Dakota.
No,
he used to wait at the bus stop on the bakery and drive all the way down.
Well, maybe
there.
If he'd given out the free lunches,
he might be. I said, Nana, I said, you want to go to Trump? We're not going there. We got the free lunch in Bally's and I'm spending money. You know, it was nice. I went for the
wow.
day.
Wow. Is that amazing?
Yeah, and I swear to God, I'll never forget that. I always remember when I go to say, I wish he was alive to see him as president.
The news update is the president has been told about the plane crash and that he's taking paper towels and handing them out.
Man, I wouldn't be surprised.
Not paper towels. He's just been apprised of it. Who cares?
He'll blame it on Biden.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well... Oh, so the other thing is, he's looking into, he's already taking funds for a third term.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh Lord, he's gonna be.
And if he can't get a third term, it won't be allowed. He will then give it to the Republican Party.
Oh yeah, sure. I'll leave that when I see it.
Or keep it himself.
Sure,
this
sure.
guy has gotten wealthy off of being president of the United States already.
He's probably going to put his picture on condoms and sell them.
Those
they
coins?
Wanted to put him on Mount Rushmore, I heard. Is that true?
Somebody said. Somebody proposed it, you know. But yeah. No.
Come on now.
No. I mean, if we didn't put Kennedy on there and we didn't put, come on.
Maybe put him on Stone Mountain.
I don't think Roosevelt's even on there, is he? No. Teddy Roosevelt.
No, Teddy Roosevelt is, but not Theodore. Not Franklin.
There's no room up there anyway. It's crowded enough as it is.
He wants to come out with an official U.S. dollar coin with his picture on it.
Yeah. Well, he wants us to fund $100 billion worth of
Bitcoin. Bitcoin. He made something like 28. What was it? How many billions of dollars on the bitcoins?
I think it was 8 billion that I heard.
I heard it was like 28 billion.
Could be. That was first blush.
Well, should he be allowed to do that? Come on.
He's the only president that just, I hate to say it, but he just sells everything.
He's making money while he's in office. It's like that.
Yeah, the president has pushed golden sneakers and MAGA hats and stuff.
Well, you know, at that point, I could see it because he needed the funds to run. Okay? But they're still doing it. And the coins made him a fortune. And nobody's saying, hey, you know, I'm sorry, you can't do that. You're president now.
He's probably not paying taxes on the money he made.
Well, yeah, I don't know how that works with Bitcoin.
He'll find an exception, you know. But here we are. We're talking about him. I swore we weren't going to talk about him. And here we are talking about him.
I didn't bring him up.
Well, yep. Well, for the first time.
Change the gabinet to the Trump therapy session.
Yeah, Trump therapy session. That's good. Yeah.
Oh, God, I thought he said herpes session.
Yeah, that too.
The therapist. Yeah.
The rapist.
That would be cute. The rapist. That would be good.
Yeah. Same as therapist. But anyway, that was one of the bits on Saturday Night Live where Sean Connery looked at the categories and said, I'll take the rapist for 50. It's therapist. Yeah. But anyway, so, you know, I mean, it's just, we weren't going to talk about Trump. We've got to find other stuff to talk about. But that's all that's in the news, you know.
Now we have a plane accident in the news.
The other thing, Gaza.
Condoms in Gaza.
He wants everybody to go leave Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wants to turn that into a bunch of hotels.
That's why he had Bibi do all the destruction.
Yeah, it's been the level.
Can you knock down a few buildings for me so I can put in some hotels?
Yeah, it's been leveled. It's very easy to go in there and build those big hotels. He wants all the people in Gaza to go back to like the Palestinian countries like Jordan and so on. I'm sorry, that's their home. In fact, they went back there in droves. In spite of the fact there's nothing there, because they wanted to go back to their home. They wanted to go back to their homeland.
Must be real devastating.
I mean, are we the only country that can have a homeland? You know, is Israel the only place that can have a homeland? Come on. He's trying to tell other countries what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. You know? And then there was the whole thing with Colombia. Colombia didn't accept the planes coming in.
Yeah.
With the.
That's what I'm saying. We should just fly them back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You know, like, what they were accepting the planes when they were just regular commercial planes that were charter planes coming in. But Trump wanted to bring people in on military planes, which costs more. A lot.
Yeah. $160,000 each way.
Wow.
So he's not, as I say, he's not saving us any money. He's costing us.
It'll cost him about a fifth of that, I believe, to put him on a commercial plane.
Well,
also, the president of Colombia said, we don't believe that our people should have to be brought back to this country in chains. Yeah. That's demeaning to them, you know.
I hear their military was, when they were exiting the plane in chains, their military was stopping people and undoing the chains.
Oh, I'm sure they were. You know, and most of the people that were sent back weren't criminals. Right. You know, they weren't criminals. But they're trying to say what they're catching are nothing but criminals. Nothing but criminals. But
thousands a day. Yeah, he's got a quota out of there. What is it? Yeah. Minimum of 75 a day.
Is that all?
Minimum.
It's a slow day.
Well, but I mean, if we did 75 a day, how long would it take to get rid of 2 million people?
Oh, forget it. It's going to take forever. He'd be dropping them off.
I'm not saying that his numbers are right, but that's what they said.
Well, the numbers are never right. 75 a day, if they're just going after criminals, is not bad, because ICE probably did that before he was president.
Yeah.
Actually, I believe, if I'm not mistaken,
I was joking.
Obama did more.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he said that was the minimum 75 a day. So they were trying to double and triple that easily.
Okay, even if you triple and double it, he wants to get rid of 2 million people? How long is that?
Probably like 40 million. By the time he's done, it'll be 40 million. Half of America will be gone. Then he'll lose the election.
Gee, who's gonna clean our houses, and who's gonna man our hotels, and who's
crops were rotting in the field.
Who's gonna pick our crops, and the crops will go higher because nobody will be picking them, and they'll be scarce. We'll have lettuce shortage. We'll have a carrot shortage.
It'll be $10 a head for lettuce.
Kale shortage.
Yeah, the Central Valley supplies most of the country with their fruits and vegetables.
We're surrounded by them.
You know, it'd be funny, like the old cartoon, when they were throwing them, they were throwing the bad guys out, and next thing you know, they're coming in through the back door, coming right back in.
And also, he claimed that Biden killed 100 million chickens. It's because they had bird flu, you idiot.
Bitch that he is. He's can't blame him on.
It's amazing. It's just amazing. Who cares? I don't know. Let's play the theme. Yeah. So,
anyway. And I had eggs for dinner too.
You had eggs. Oh, did you? Get
I had
eggs?
Two eggs over easy because I want something soft because my teeth were.
No, but wait a minute. Where'd you buy the eggs?
Oh, I got them at Key Food, Alex. $5 for a large. That wasn't bad. I thought
that's not bad.
I'm gonna start getting my snorkel out and stealing. I'm
joking. I got my eggs from a friend of mine who's gonna throw them out. They're too old.
Yeah, I got a dozen fresh ones.
How much did your eggs cost? Quickly, Kevin.
Nothing.
Nothing?
I get them free, fresh from the
What, do you stand butt. Under a chicken? What do you do? Well,
no, chickens. We've got people out here all over the place that are... My doctor gave them to me.
Wow. He lives in farmland.
Said there's chicken farms all over the place here.
Hey, Kevin,
I used to buy them for like $2 a dozen or whatever.
Thank you, Kevin, for being with us tonight.
You're
really appreciate it. Alan, thank you. Charlie, always good to have you. Tom, it's so nice you've been calling lately. I love having you here. You're smart.
By the way, I got a health issue.
Really?
I got a hernia.
Ooh.
You got a hernia, so do I.
Can we see?
Is it strangling? Sure.
No.
And finally, thank you so much for calling us tonight, Tony, and not telling anybody to fuck themselves.
No, I still love you.
Okay, anyway. Everybody, give a big wave goodbye. I'll give a big wave goodbye at you, okay? There they go, ladies and gentlemen. That's our citizen panel for tonight. Let me just get rid of them all here so that I can who's next? Oh, Amy Manuel's next. She'll be here with the intersection. She'll be taking your calls on Skype at GabNet Live. I'll see you tomorrow night, same time, same station in life. In the meantime, as always, if you see her, tell her I love her, okay? Good night, everybody.